New research suggests millennials could be on the verge of having a major impact on the housing market. The report from the Harvard Joint Center for Housing Studies shows there are still a lot of young adults living with their parents, but it says when they do move out, there's a good chance a lot of them will rent rather than buy. Pete Tecamp is a commercial real estate agent at Marcus & Millichap in Phoenix and says the Valley's apartment rental market is improving.
A lot of people euphemistically referred to that time period in 2008 and 9 and 10 as the Great Recession, and I would call it the time that we all held on for dear life. We're building again, and we're building in a specific segment of the rental market, which gives me some concern.
What segment of the market is concerning to you in the sense that it's a lot of building in?
We're getting top-heavy. Virtually all the new units, with a few exceptions, but most of the new units that are coming online right now are Class A apartments. And
luxury-type apartments.
And you go to these places, they're beautiful. They look like resorts, amenity-rich. I mean, just absolutely stunning. But of all the units that have been built in the last 2 years, the weighted average asking rental rate is $1,295. And the mathematically weighted average asking rental rate for all apartments valley-wide during the same period was $787. So that's a big jump. And, affordability, in my viewpoint, is an issue that is looming on the horizon.
So it sounds like these new apartments are catering to a very particular type of renter.
Yes, and I think the developers have figured out their market, their target market. It's just that sometimes we get into a situation where a market might get saturated, and I'm not saying that's where we are right now, but a lot of people might decide, or groups might decide, hey, you know what, let's get into that before that market goes away.
Do we have enough people who can afford those kinds of rents to rent all these new high-end apartments?
I hope so, and I think a very heavily underserved segment of the marketplace right now is the demographic that is looking for clean, safe, and affordable housing. And affordable doesn't mean low income.
So as the economy gets better and recovers from, as you call it, the time we all held on for dear life, and some folks, especially some millennials, are able to move out of roommate situations or move out of their parents' houses, a lot of them seem to be looking to rent. And I'm curious if a $1,200 a month rent is something they're looking for, if they're looking maybe for something that's a little more affordable as they're just sort of getting themselves back on their economic feet.
Well, one of the factors to this is location. There are some new buildings that have been built in the Biltmore area around the Kalmbach corridor, and that is one of the places to be. Old Town Scottsdale, North Scottsdale. In fact, what's interesting, in the last 3 years, the majority of the units added to our rental market since and including 2011 were in North Scottsdale, South Scottsdale, North Tempe, South Tempe, Chandler, and Gilbert. And those areas have just been the hotbeds of activity. Now we're seeing areas like Central Phoenix really catch on.
At what point do you think the Phoenix area's apartment market will be full or potentially saturated and will stop building new apartments?
I hope that that never happens, but in 2010, we saw virtually no apartments added to our—I mean, there were a few, couple projects that were spillover, but I don't know that we'll ever be fully built out. We're always a market that's reinventing ourselves.
Pete Tecamp is a commercial real estate agent at Marcus & Millichap in Phoenix.